You hung in there, You know, 11 points. You know, you're in it, but never quite could get over that hump. And they've got a lot of weapons, right?
Yeah, they sure do. Yeah, you know, they are exactly what we said they were going to be. They're exactly what we thought they were going to be. And, you know, it's just a really good basketball team. We didn't make enough plays and do enough things. We gave them too many opportunities, and they're too good, and they took advantage.
And they do it all over the court, right? I mean, inside out. People who weren't here listening on the radio can say, you know, threes and twos and backdoor plays and cut to the back. I mean, they just...
They're very aggressive. They're incredibly athletic, and they put a ton of pressure on you. So they create extra possessions for themselves and get you to play out of your comfort zone and on both ends of the floor. You know, they do it just as much on offense as they do on defense. They just, they're always in attack mode. And, you know, it's tough to play a team when you kind of always feel like you're on your heels and they're always running downhill at you. So
yeah.
And that's what it felt like to me where I was sitting tonight.
And, I mean, we were short. Let's just tell the truth. I mean, you know, without AK, we had 19 dudes, and tonight we had, 14?
Yeah, something like that. You know, we had a couple guys out. We've got Ash now. We had AK out. DG's not here.
That's three big ones right there.
Yeah, three guys that are in our top probably six or seven guys, right? Yeah. Lamar was hurt, didn't play a whole lot. I mean, we're shorthanded. That's not an excuse. I've said it since the beginning that our strength is in our numbers and our depth, and I absolutely believe that that's the case. And we did have some guys step up and do some really nice things today. We had some guys play well.
I think Zay Ken gave you some great minutes.
Isaiah played well. I thought Trey Burris played well. I got in foul trouble, so that kind of took him out of it for a little bit as well. But, you know, those guys played well yesterday. They played well today, and I don't think that's a fluke, you know. I think there's something to that. They played well yesterday, and it turns into them playing well today. But I thought Justin Nelson did some really good things at times, but we need to get more out of him and Carter. You know, Carter shot it pretty well from the field, but at halftime, our two big guys had a total of two rebounds. And, that's just against a team like this. That's not going to be good enough. You know, we just need more, and we need it across the board. I don't mean to single those guys out because it's clearly one of those things that we all need to do a much, much better job. We get to get back at it next weekend, and, you know, I mean, this is a definite learning opportunity for us. We've got to take this in stride and use it as exactly what it is, a chance to get better, and if we do that, we're going to be perfectly fine.
Okay, last thing I'll let you say, heading into the holiday here, I mean, the crowd was great here, a lot of support for this program ever since it started 5 years ago, but heading into the holiday, I'll let you give the final word here, and then we're going to wrap it up.
Well, yeah, happy holidays to everybody out there listening. We really appreciate the support, and, you know, the crowds that we get here at Bay College in Escanaba is second to none. You know, we go on the road to a lot of places, Jack, as you know, and there's not many places that have this much excitement in the gym, and our kids notice it. They appreciate it. It's why we've been able to recruit. It helps us in the recruiting battles, and it's awesome support. So happy holidays to all the Norse fans and supporters out there. We really do appreciate it. We couldn't do this without you.
We'll see you in Ironwood Saturday.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jack.
All right.